Unit 9. Law and Order. Nine A. Exercise 2. Page 102.
Turn on your TV or streaming service, and you're often met with adverts or trailers about crime programs or films. Gangster films, detective shows, and police drama series have been a major part of our mass media for years. Nowadays, however, a new kind of program is gaining more attention: true crime. The true crime genre includes documentaries and uses the idea of reality TV, but in a very different way to singing contests or competitions. These crimes aren't made up, the criminals aren't actors, and the victims are real-life people just like you and me. Creators of true crime programs often say that they are doing serious journalism, searching for the truth. They promise to look deeper into crimes and argue that the programs they produce re-examine evidence and give viewers the chance to develop their critical thinking. However, despite these claims, the true crime genre raises some unfortunate problems. One problem is that many producers of true crime are often placed under pressure from studios to make their programs more like fiction and less like documentaries. They have to include interesting characters, exciting storytelling, and a big reveal at the end, much like the conclusions of whodunit dramas, where the clever detective finally names the criminal. The problem with this is that by doing so, these programs stop being journalism and start becoming something very different and sometimes unpleasant. They can take advantage of situations, make facts extra exciting, and put entertainment above what is decent. Perhaps the biggest victim is the truth itself. You see, despite what the creators of these programs might say, the truth is often used to fit the story that the producers want to tell. Details can be left out, or important evidence can be skipped over if it's inconvenient. Some people even believe that being objective in such programs is impossible, as the ideas a director or journalist has about a crime will always end up in their documentary. And anyway, being objective isn't just difficult, it's boring. The audience wants excitement, danger, and a thrilling adventure. Nowadays, crime has become such a big part of our media that we've become fascinated with it. Crime media now has a huge influence on public opinion. It can greatly affect how we view crimes, identify criminals, and want justice to be served. In fact, crime media has the power to wrongly shape how the public thinks by twisting the facts to suit a director's story. Because of this, creators of the true crime documentaries have an important responsibility. If they want to open minds and be a force for good, they have to change the way they deal with their topics, and audiences need to analyze and question what they see. Most importantly, we should always remember that no matter how exciting, all crime is wrong, and behind every crime, there is a victim with a story to tell.